The OpenAI Cursor story this week landed in AI circles with a particular kind of thud. Cursor, for listeners who don't follow developer tools closely, has become one of the most popular AI-powered code editors in the industry. It's genuinely changed how a lot of software engineers work. The report that OpenAI plans to cut off Cursor's API access following SpaceX's acquisition of the tool raises a competitive conflict of interest question that goes to the heart of how the AI ecosystem is structured.
The business logic from OpenAI's side, if the reports are accurate, is uncomfortable to articulate but real. Why should OpenAI provide the underlying model capability to a tool that is now owned by one of its most prominent competitors' ecosystem? SpaceX is Elon Musk. Elon Musk has Grok. Even if the competitive overlap isn't direct today, the strategic concern about capability sharing is legitimate from OpenAI's perspective.
The problem is that Cursor's user base, tens of thousands of developers who have built their workflows around it, suddenly has uncertainty about continuity. This is a structural vulnerability in any ecosystem where a few large model providers control the underlying access. When the provider's competitive interests change, the downstream tools suffer. It's a version of what we've seen in app stores and cloud platforms for years.
This is actually a good moment to step back and think about the competitive structure of this industry through the lens of antitrust law, because the questions being raised about AI platform power are going to end up in front of regulators and courts. So let me give some context on how antitrust actually works here, because I think the word monopoly gets thrown around loosely in these conversations.
Walk us through it.
The Sherman Antitrust Act, passed in 1890, prohibits two main things: agreements that restrain trade, think price fixing between competitors, and monopolization or attempted monopolization of a market. The key word legally is monopolization, which is distinct from simply being a monopoly. Having a large market share is not itself illegal. What's illegal is using anti-competitive conduct to obtain or maintain that market share. The analogy I find useful is a restaurant that's so popular it drives competitors out of business. That's fine. A restaurant that pays suppliers not to sell ingredients to competitors, that's Sherman Act territory. For OpenAI cutting off Cursor, if they're doing it because Cursor is now owned by a competitor and they don't want to subsidize a rival, that's arguably legitimate business judgment. If they're doing it to foreclose a distribution channel and maintain model dominance, that's the kind of conduct antitrust regulators would examine. The line isn't always obvious, which is why these cases take years.
And the market definition question is thorny too. Is the relevant market AI API access, AI coding tools, large language models? Antitrust cases often hinge on how narrowly or broadly you draw that box.
Exactly. And that's before you get into international jurisdictions. Europe's Digital Markets Act has different standards than US antitrust law. This is a fight that's going to play out across multiple regulatory systems simultaneously.
The owner, $240 million raise, is a different part of the AI story. It's not about model competition, it's about distribution. The pitch is bringing AI tools to local businesses, restaurants, plumbers, dry cleaners, that don't have enterprise software budgets or IT departments. The bet is that there's a massive underserved market of small businesses that would pay for AI-powered marketing, scheduling, customer management, and operations tools if those tools were packaged accessibly.
The $240 million raise suggests investors believe that bet. And there's historical precedent. Cloud computing created an enormous market among small businesses that previously couldn't afford enterprise-grade software. If AI does the same, the total addressable market is genuinely large.
The XBot Farm report this week added another dimension to the AI story. X claims to have identified a Chinese-operated bot farm specifically targeting the debate over AI data center development in the United States. The specificity of the target is what's interesting. AI data centers, their location, regulation, energy consumption, and who builds them are increasingly a national security and industrial policy question. Shaping that debate through coordinated, inauthentic behavior is a way of influencing policy without fingerprints.
A new research published this week complicates the narrative around AI and jobs in a way I found genuinely clarifying. The finding isn't that AI is eliminating jobs at scale. The data doesn't support that, at least not yet. What's emerging is a divide between workers who can use AI tools effectively and those who can't or don't have access to them. The productivity gains are real, but they're concentrating among a subset of the workforce. The rest aren't losing their jobs, they're falling behind in wages and advancement.
Stratification rather than displacement. That's actually harder to address politically because you can't point to a laid-off worker as the visible victim. The harm is comparative. The person who wasn't fired but didn't get the raise or promotion because the AI-capable colleague delivered more. That kind of inequality is diffuse, and diffuse problems are harder to legislate around.